the inkwell. Writing in ink has been with us for many, many years. Certainly in the 19th century and the early 20th century, writing in ink meant using a steel pen and having a supply of liquid ink available on your desk. When I came to Winchester in 1962, all the benches in science school, all the lecture benches in science school had a groove along the front edge for you to put your pen on, and then at regular intervals along the writing slope was a hole for an inkwell. And this is one of the inkwells that would have been mass-produced in their hundreds of thousands for schools throughout the land. Even when I was at school in the 1940s, I think we all had fountain pens. I don't remember having ink topped up every morning, presumably by the ink monitor, ink on each bench. But certainly in 1962, we still had the pen rest and the hole for the ink well, but relatively few ink wells, and they were not in use. This may be the sole survivor now. When I retired in 1999, the holes and the groove were still there in my lab. I think they still are today. Long may they remain, and long may this survive as a reminder of good handwriting with steel pens.